It's Bonus Pod 258.
You're on your laptop at home, tippity-tap, tippity-tap. You're watching your favorite YouTube video about how to restring a vintage guitar. You love this video. Even though you don't have any guitars, you just love to watch the restring the guitar. Then the guy goes, and then what you want to do with the D string, you got tighter than you... And you're like, I forgot, and you're whacking your laptop. Come on. Even though whacking a screen has never worked since CRT screens. And you look at your Wi-Fi signal and it's like got the cross through it on the icon on your computer screen. You're like, fuck! So you go downstairs, clomp, 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 clomp. And while you're clomping down, you're muttering to yourself, this fucking Wi-Fi, man. It never fucking works. And you get to your router and there it is. And it's just got a red light just blinking on its display. Just blonk, blonk, blonk. And you just go, stupid thing. And you whack the top of it. Come on, man. Get me the internet. Get me onto the internet. Get me on the wide web. I want to surf. You whack, whack, whack. I want to be surfing. I should be surfing right now. You're whacking, whacking, whacking. I should be surfing. And you hit it really hard. Pat. And you feel a little shock in your hand. But zzz, what the zzz. And you see like electric animations go up your fingers. Zzz, what the? Up your arms. Onto your shoulders. Zzz, and it takes over your whole body. Your whole body's this electric kind of blue zappy lines. Zzz, and pew. You hear pew. And all goes white. And you open your eyes, and you're in a black space, and all around you are lines of data. Light, red lights, blue lights, zipping past you. You go, what the? One zips right by your head. You felt it graze your head. Oh, it singed your hair. What the heck? Am I in the... Another bit of data whizzes past you between your legs. Ah! Singes the hair on your genitalia, and it's, and you turn around. Where am I? You're looking all around. It's just black space and zipping lines of code and data. And you're like, "What the hell's going on?" And then you hear someone say, "Over here, it's not safe out there. You gotta get over here." It's a faraway voice. What? The voices go, "You gotta get out of there, Pod. It's not safe." And you go, okay. And you follow the voices, dodging pieces of code as they fly past you. Whoa. Oh, that's a close one there. Ducking, weaving, jumping. Getting, it's so tricky. They move so fast. You feel so deadly as they zip past your face. But you get across, I'm almost there. And you land clear of the zipping data. Onto sort of hard grey ground thing, and you look up, and it's Phil and Pierre looking down at you, and they glitch a little. Their face is gonna go, bzz, bzz, and they glitch a little. And you go, "Where am I?" And Pierre says, "Come on, it's obviously the internet. Don't you watch movies? You're in the internet. You've shrunk into the internet." And you stand up. And you say, "But why is this bit here safe?" And then Phil says, "Oh yeah, this is the metaverse. There's nothing here. Welcome to Bonus Point."
Take that, Zuckerberg, you bitch.
Take it, Zuck, you fucking idiot. Not much time left for Zuck now that we've made that roast.
That's it. Silicon Valley is aflame. After the Patreon-only Bad Pod episode.
Imagine if Zuck was a secret Patreon.
He was
a pod bud.
If he was, he's not now. He's weeping.
Yeah. Poor Zuck. What an eerie man who's only got eerier with age.
Yes, he... All of his flesh is one color, which is rare.
Yes.
It's rare. Normally people have different colored cheekbone flesh, lip, nose, eyebrow, something.
Mm.
But when someone is all one color, they look like they've been cast from cheap plastic.
He's eerie. All this money he spent on the metaverse and spent on like judo classes and training himself. Why hasn't he spent it on...
Not looking eerie.
On eeriness therapy.
Yeah. I finally found Silicon Valley's premier eeriness remover. He looks like a completely see-through man standing in front of a vat of milk.
A completely see-through man, yes, and you're just seeing milk through him.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's that color. It looks like something is that incredibly pale color just behind him, and he's made of glass.
Yeah, he is. It's like he was. We were talking about old VHSs and like VHS graphics from back in the 90s. Do you remember the one that was it called like Speedy Vid or Speedy Video? And the logo was this kind of like Tron man running through a digital space. And he was just like a plain beige color. That's what Mark Zuckerberg reminds me of, the speedy video guy.
He didn't invent Facebook Internet. Facebook Internet invented him in hindsight to explain why it was there.
Ah, yes, very good. I find that Mark Zuckerberg is always at his most eerie when he's trying to be relatable.
Oh,
when he's on a video saying, the team have been working really hard at this, at the new filters. This one's my favorite. And he's done, and it's just specs. The filter he's chosen are just like a pair of glasses.
Yeah, he's like, wow.
And he goes, wow, nice one, team. And you go, what the fuck? You You've never spoken to anyone in your life.
Ugh. Ugh. I react to the videos like that like it's a beheading video. It's that upsetting to me. I go, oh, no, why would you film this? I would rather.
Yeah, you do that quick kind of quick silent close your eyes and look away when you realize you're seeing something horrible. You like,
and when I realize it's real and it's not like a funny sketch or I would rather he told me about a new feature Facebook has while taking a shit on someone's chest.
Yeah, be honest about what you do in your private life.
Because we know now that he's a fucking lunatic. And we know he's obsessed with Claudius Augustus or whoever. There's a particular Roman emperor he's obsessed with.
They're always obsessed with an emperor.
Of course they are. And so if he just did a video where he let it all hang out, he was like, he randomly inserted a bunch of references to legionaries and things, people would be like, okay, he's still weird, but at least I get a sense of who the fuck I'm dealing with here. Whereas, like you say,
that's right. That's why I have a lot of respect for the out and out lunatic billionaires, like the guy who's like drinking children's blood or whatever to stay very young.
Yeah, and he's so open about it. He'll reply to tweets. He'll be like, "Yes," and I feel great. Like he's really, he's really on the level about his insane vampire behavior.
That's it.
I'm so rich now. I'm a vampire. That's how rich I am. I've become a vampire.
But Mark Zuckerberg pretends that he speaks to his staff in this kind of, nice one, guys, kind of way. And there's no way he speaks to them that way. Not a chance.
If the way he speaks to his team is the way that the evil emperor in Gladiator addresses the Colosseum. It's a series of glares and frowns and thumbs down. It's terrifying.
You know what he gives me? He gives me vice principal energy. I think we've spoken on this podcast before about the vice principal when they're giving you and your parents a tour of the school are so nice. And the second your parents are gone, you see the real vice principal. And the vice principal is always a fucking asshole. He's always the real power behind the throne.
Yeah.
They're the disciplinarian. They're the bad cop.
Well, they're the sergeant major. The officer has to just, if a soldier misbehaves, the kind of the fancy officer just says, see to this, sergeant, and leaves the room.
Yeah.
And then the sergeant comes and beats you up. That's what they are.
That's it.
Also, it's such a kid who moved around a lot thing. The vice principal's so nice when you're walking around the school.
Is this not a relatable bit of observational comedy?
It is for our fans, maybe.
I've been on so many school tours in my life.
Yeah.
with teachers, vice principals pretending. And because I always had good grades, I'd get like a tour from a higher up.
Yeah.
Because they'd want me there. So I'd get like the vice principal.
Yeah.
And
they'd be like, this kid could revolutionize the stats in the maths class.
Like, yeah, I was like Theo Walcott. I was Theo Walcott. Everyone wanted to sign me. Right?
That's so funny. That's so funny, man. That's it. This is perfect comedy for me. But I don't, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. But the vice principals are always nice when your parents are around and then assholes in real time. And that's what Mark Zuckerberg seems like to me. When he's doing his public videos, he's doing parent-teacher day and vice principal. Yeah. And then he is the real vice principal to staff when the cameras are off, I reckon.
Do you know what he looks like? He looks like when Mr. Burns is mistaken for that glowing alien. I bring you peace. It's like that smooth, all one color, woo, thin face.
I bring you love. Yeah. I bring you likes.
That's what he's like. Yuck. What a yucky man.
Yeah. Zuckerberg. Yeah, very yoghurty man. Very yoghurty. Mm. He's like a man made of yogurt.
Yeah, I just respect people who are more. Is that our spicy take? We actually respect the insane, openly insane billionaires more?
That's what I think. Get yourself a New Zealand bunker.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy yourself some virgin blood in vials.
Run for president and just make a succession of speeches where you just list grudges and whatever comes to mind, and you could win.
Have a secret a secret plan called Operation Mars. Yeah. That no one person knows everything about.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Sell a car that looks like it's from a PlayStation 1 cutscene.
What? Oh, you mean like Elon Musk's fucking truck?
His fucking pixel
truck. That smashed
truck.
Instantly. At that press conference.
Completely unpainted, exploding, pixelated car. Insane. Really, really funny. Like fucking Homer's car when he gets to design a car. Absolutely mad. What would you...
I loved Homer's car. Did you play Simpsons Hit and Run? That was a good game.
Yeah.
It was Grand Theft Auto, but in the Simpsons universe, and you could unlock Homer's crazy car.
Amazing to have a Simpsons game named after a harrowing crime. You couldn't play Simpsons Murder Suicide, but you could play Simpsons Hit and Run.
Simpsons Hit and Run is almost Simsian in the number of girls who've played Simpsons Hit and Run. Yeah, I feel like I know a lot of girls who play Simpsons Hit and Run. Girls who don't play games, but have played Simpsons Hit and Run.
Something
or maybe just my girlfriend who likes the Simpsons.
Something about the Simpsons aspect drew them in more than Solid Snake.
I guess it just looks more fun. I think a lot of girls, and obviously, you know, obviously a lot of girls are gamers and pro gamers and know
these
a lot more
days.
Than me. But,
these
but,
days, Phil. Not when course, we were kids. Yeah.
But in general, I think a lot of girls look at games guys are playing and just think, it looks so real and depressing.
Yes.
Why are you playing that? And then but see something like Simpsons Hit Run. Oh, yeah, that looks like a game. That looks like it's meant to be fun.
Oh, man. I mean, games were so siloed off. Like, if you'd showed me a picture of a female gamer from, like, a Twitch streamer now, when I was, like, in 2003, I'd have been like, well, obviously that's concept art for something. I mean, that can't be real. Why is she playing a game? Isn't she at a party?
Yeah.
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 I'm trying to write a new bit of material about how confused I am when hot people love comedy.
Oh, yeah.
When, like, a supermodel really loves stand-up, and I think, why do you... You don't need this. Do you? Why do you need this? This is for the lumpy freaks like us. My analogy is, it's like finding out David Beckham has an ISA.
Ah, that's really good.
They go, what? Yeah. But you're David Beckham. He goes, yeah, ISA's, it's nice, isn't it? It's sensible. And I go, yeah, it's not against the ISA. I just would never have thought that
I just didn't think you needed it, yeah.
You have an ISA. Go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, fine, good. But yeah, weird.
And you're like, with the 20 grand limit.
And it's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The very same. Okay.
Yep, fill it up. I fill it up every year.
I fill it up.
Really?
When you do it yourself, you don't have like 10 accountants who, no, I got my own ISA. Right, okay. Okay.
And stocks and shares, like, no, just cash ISA.
Just a lot of cash ISAs that I do myself.
With national savings and with NSNI. Yeah, I just do the cash ISA.
Santander. I just go down to the branch, you know. And
Yeah, the thing about NSNI is that it's like all safe money because it's the government. Well, it's government. Yeah, so it's all safe. Like it can't. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that, but I didn't think you'd be okay.
And then,
okay.
He pays for dinner. He takes out his Monzo card. You go, oh, come on. You're fucking with me, David. There's no way. What? Oh, it's just easier. No. Show me your real wallet.
Yeah, it's just easier for when we split the bill. And you're like, we're splitting the bill.
We're splitting the... This is a Café Rouge. And we're splitting it. Oh, man. Do you have any other spice lying around in that little noggin of yours?
My spice is that cinemas should actually be so expensive only I can go.
That's basically one of my routines.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. It's mad how getting older and making money makes you think everything actually should be more expensive, because I don't want other people there.
I love
when you'd have less money, you're like everything should be cheaper, and now I'm like everything should be more expensive.
I love watching you gradually become a kind of mad elitist through like erosion, rather than through any kind of like Batman's parents being murdered incident.
Oh yeah. No, I've slowly picked it up. I mean,
it's like watching the sunset.
Beautiful and inevitable, but slow, and then very quick at the end.
Yeah, and at the end it just goes whoop.
But because Pierre, I was booking in to see Dune 2. I wanted to see it on a big screen.
Yes,
but this is the problem for men like you and me, Pierre. Mm. When you say bye-bye to how shall we put it, the Odeons of this world,
yeah,
so that you can be alone, you can be in a cinema where people don't talk.
Yeah.
You also say goodbye, without accepting this caveat, you also say goodbye to big screens, because these boutique cinemas tend to have a smaller screen. But I only want to go see Dune at the cinema because it's meant to be a big spectacle, right? Yeah. You're on the big screen, and it's hard, Pierre. It's hard finding a big screen that I will go to. I'm hoping the IMAX, going IMAX, will price people out, but I've been to an IMAX screening where people have been chatty, and I thought, even here, it's 20-something pounds, even here.
Yes, it's true. And here's my spice it's nice spice, it's not negative spice. You might think that what we're saying is that when you make it cost too much, people who are rude are also poor, and so they can't come. No, here's my theory. I think the more you make anyone pay, the more seriously they take the occasion.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it doesn't matter how much they earn per year or their place in the socioeconomic strata. What I mean is, and I know this from comedy, because if you do a free comedy night or you sell £5 tickets for a comedy show, people buy them and just don't show up because it's piss nothing to them.
It's about how casual your fellow cinema goer is in the room.
Exactly.
Yes. So, I don't want to be there with casual cinema goers. I want to be there with
dedicated
silence fans.
That's it.
Yes.
Dedicated viewers. I'm here to concentrate. I'm here to absorb.
That's right. That's it.
Yeah. In the same way, you know, if you put a painting in a gallery where it's hard to find and you have to queue up and there's a special ticket, everyone's going to be very respectful in that space. If you just hang it on the side of a motorway sign, people are just going to drive past without even looking. It's all about framing.
So that's my spicy take, Pierre. In a cost of living crisis, I think actually things should be more expensive.
You've always been a counterintuitive man. What about, would you accept this? Would you accept the following? Tickets to see something in the cinema are like £50.
Mm.
But it's like a behavior bond. If everyone shuts the fuck up, everyone leaves and gets like £25 back.
I think every establishment in the UK should have a behaviour bond.
Yeah.
I love the idea of a behaviour bond.
But I've just remembered, because there's some comedy clubs that you and me have worked for that had a behaviour bond, and there are some people so determined to be a bunch of fucking little assholes that they would price the cost of losing the bond into their night and view it as a fee they were paying to behave however they wanted.
Really? Did that happen?
Yeah. God. Yeah.
God damn it. Well, the behavior bond needs to be higher.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these are probably groups of that are like stag dudes, and they're like, yeah, well, the behavior bond is like half of what we've all spent on dodgy blow that we're doing on the fucking train in from Kent.
I think... And is it a single bond for the whole group?
Or in that case, it was a single bond for the whole group. Yeah, it was.
I think that's where they've fallen down. Yeah. It should be behavior bond per person, and the person who breaks the bond pays the whole thing.
Yes. Okay, that's good.
And then you haven't shared the cost of it.
What if there was a gantry above every cinema crowd with a sniper on, and they just shot people
who talk. With tranquilizer darts.
Yes.
Just Solid Snake style. They just knocked out. They were knocked out for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, as you shoot them, they go, huh? And then they're knocked out. Yeah. They go, what was that? And then they're knocked out.
Must have been nothing. Yeah.
Huh? What was that? Did I hear? Oh. Yeah. We're like sleepy.wav plays over the other sound effects. There's a slight glitch.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay, that's pretty good spice. That's pretty good.
Yeah, so my spice is more barriers to more behavior bonds. I like behavior bonds. Let's say that. I think that's a little more palatable than things should be more expensive. My spicy take is behavior bonds for everything.
Yeah.
Planes, trains, restaurants, bars. Yes, even your own private car. Cinemas, comedy shows, plays, anything should have behavior, everything. And only in the UK it needs it. And we have it until people learn to behave. Because I think public behavior in the UK is bad on a global scale. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's worse than other countries. And it's hard to pin down why.
It's weird because it's worse than in other countries, where other countries are more badly behaved when it comes to queuing up nicely, not whistling at ladies.
Or violent crime. Countries violent that have crime. More violent crime.
The UK
are otherwise better behaved than the UK.
It's crazy. It's the UK has decided just to go, well, what if we smooth out the average and everyone is a bit like they're on a stag do just all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Everyone is always basically just going, oh, hey!
Yeah.
Everyone. Fucking grandmas, five-year-olds, everyone. Share the burden of the urge for violence equally. Instead of concentrating it in a few nutters.
I mean, I was just in Brighton, and even in lovely, gentle,
progressive
Brighton, there are yobs. Yeah. There are yobs. Sorry to bring yob back, but
yeah.
Britain has an undeniable yobbishness about it.
Yes.
That other developed countries just don't have.
Yeah.
They just don't. It doesn't exist anywhere. It's uniquely British. And it's very hard. I can't tell where it's come from. Is it the drinking culture? Has that got a part to play with it? Is it the imperial history? But then other European countries had imperial histories, and they don't have this yobbishness about it.
Here's a call out. Send in your yobs. If you're listening outside of the UK, do you have yobs? What are they like? What do you think of this? We know we've got a lot of international listeners. We'd be interested to hear.
We hear from Australians talking about bogans
from
time to time, and that's their equivalent. But I've been in Australia a whole bunch, and there's not the consistent nuisance.
During the Adelaide Festival, they had yobs.
Yeah, right.
When I was there in 2017, they had groups of sort of seven men with button-down shirts and jeans being aggressive.
Oh, do they have those leather... They always have the leather boot that goes up a bit.
Yeah.
With the stretchy fabric holding the back and the front.
Chelsea boots, you bet.
Chelsea boots. Why do they always got Chelsea boots, jeans, And then like a Fred Perry or a button up a polo shirt. They got something of it.
Yeah, right? Depending on the flavor of yob. But yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right. This is the taxonomy of yobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of
yobs.
Yobs, let's listen to some Vipco.
Yes. Yes. We've heard from, the Patreon app. It's so poopy. I'm sorry, everyone, that you have to use the Patreon app. It is quite poopy, but it does work in the way that we need it to most of the time, generally. So, okay. Because I had the message ready to go, and now that I've opened it up again, it's just gone, nope.
No, thank you.
We don't remember which one you meant.
Too late. You had your chance.
We've heard from Harry.
Harry, it's Barry to hear from you, to use Scottish parlance.
Oh, what does that mean?
Barry, really good, great.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's Edinburgh specific, because there's a divide, isn't there? But yeah, Barry, really good.
I didn't know that. Okay, so Harry says, he sent two messages, I think. I don't know if we've done both of them, but I'll do the most recent one first.
Mm.
Hey, Pee and Poo.
Hey.
Hello. Just a quick tale of scented candles going from Phil's candle hot take from Bonus Pod 249.
They don't throw enough scent. Did I say that I said this, I spoke to a candle professional?
Oh.
And the term, the industry term is throwing scent.
Is it?
And how much scent a candle throws.
You spoke to a candle maker?
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't... And then a cobbler.
I asked the baker. Butcher. I asked the baker. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
You asked everyone in the background of that first scene from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Throwing scent.
Okay. Throwing scent. Very... I like it. So... a quick tale of scented candles. Our cat did a shit so like normal people, we lit a candle to mask his foul stench while I cleaned up his disgrace.
Oh, wow. So the cat poo smelled like human poo.
Well, that's how I read it, but I think I've read that wrong. Our cat did a shit, comma, so like normal people.
Oh.
I thought he was saying that as well. I thought he was saying our cat did a shit that smelled eerily like a person's.
Yes, that's what I thought.
I assume this means that like the cat did a shit somewhere that it's not supposed to, because I mean a lot of cats shit indoors in a fucking sandbox, which I think is mad. Anyway, it must have done the bad version of shitting inside for a cat. We soon left for the day, and upon returning I could smell a very obvious smell. It wasn't more cat shit, but the smell of a scented candle that had been left unattended for 5 or more hours.
Ooh,
filling the house with its scent. So they forgot.
Throwing scent for 5 hours.
Yeah. Luckily, it hadn't burned the house down and just sat well-behaved in the kitchen awaiting our return. So for Phil to really appreciate his scented candles, he needs to sneak up on them after a few more hours or be careless and just leave them unsupervised. And the smell and slight panic really hits you hard.
Does the panic heighten your senses? Is that how it works?
Yeah, panic and orange blossom. Just,
The latest from Joe Malone.
Yeah.
Orange Blossom and Panic.
Orange Blossom Panic. It sounds like a great drink. I'd love to drink an Orange Blossom Panic.
Orange Blossom Panic. Yummy.
High in caffeine.
Yes, it's a new espresso martini.
Ooh, yes. Koji, and keep those peckers up. Thank you, Harry. He also sent us a bunch of wooden carpentry tat. Although it seems to just all be Simpsons quotes.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, it's all Simpsons worse. Quotes.
Can do a lot worse than have a bunch of Simpsons quotes around the place.
I quite like one of them is just feeling fine. That
famous Simpsons, you know, that quote.
Feeling fine is the sinister note he leaves in the parody of The Shining.
Oh!
Remember, Marge sees, like, are you going to check his typewriter for signs of insanity? And he says, feeling fine. And she goes, relief.
I never clocked that.
Yeah, that's what she reads. And then it's all work and no play. Because it's supposed to be all work and no play.
Yeah.
Over and over again, like it is in the movie. But it just says, feeling fine. That's just really funny. Purple as a fruit. I love these lazy Saturdays. Yeah, this is all... How good is your Simpsons quote knowledge?
Well, I thought it was decent, but I don't remember feeling fine. You gonna try some on me?
Yeah, okay. I call the big one blank. It's about possums.
Call the big one scratchy?
Bitey. No, they already have a scratchy. Bitey.
Bitey.
Yeah, yeah. This is where I come to blank.
Cry.
Yeah.
It's Milhouse.
Oh, good night.
When he finds the dead body, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Milhouse's cave.
Yeah.
Blank is a fruit.
Blank is a fruit. Ooh, no.
It's Lisa saying to Homer that something is unhealthy and doesn't even have any fruit in it or something like that. It's like jam or a donut or something like that.
Oh, is that purple?
Yeah, purple is a fruit.
Yeah.
You got it.
But you said purple is a fruit earlier, yeah.
Yeah, purple is a fruit. Let's see. I am the blank queen.
Oh, that's Lisa when she's gone crazy, right?
Yeah, the water park. She's drank the poison water.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember. I'm the water queen. I'm the
lizard queen. Yeah, lizard queen.
Lizard queen, of course.
What is Milhouse's name that he signs in with on that old video game that Bart shoplifts, called like Bone Crusher or something? But there's not enough room for the full name. Do you remember that? Oh.
No, I don't have it.
Thrill Ho. Because he's tried to put himself in his Thrill House.
Thrill House.
And the screen says, "Welcome, Thrill Ho."
Man, I need to bone up on my Simpsons quotes.
Yeah, and you better Simpsons up on your boners.
I already do. Thank you so much for listening to Bonus Pod. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Correspondents, thank you for being Patreons. Love you very much. We'll see you next time.
See you soon. See you at Soho Theatre.
Yes, absolutely. Bye.
Bye.